You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. My ignorance of the Dunning-Kruger effect is far greater than I realized. Ignorance, humility, the Dunning-Kruger effect, and the martial arts. Or, if there's one thing I know, it's that I don't have a clue about how much I don't know about the things I think I know. I think. Have you ever watched a movie which, as part of its story, dealt with a subject in which you have a certain level of technical expertise? Since you're listening to The Martial Brain, it may have been a martial arts movie. In any case, if you have experienced this, you were almost surely dismayed by just how badly the film got it wrong. I myself have launched into many a rant regarding the portrayal of the martial arts and other subjects in movies. You may have been irritated by a cinematic portrayal of some other subject on which you are something of an authority. Perhaps it was something from history, or about the culture of your particular ethnicity. Maybe it related to computers, or the use of firearms, or police procedure, or medicine, or one of a wide variety of subjects. No matter what the subject, when you ask an expert, Hollywood always seems to get it wrong. Now imagine for the sake of argument that you have an expert level of knowledge in all fields of learning. You would then see that Hollywood gets most of it irritatingly wrong about everything. This, however, is not a rant about the film industry. I'm merely preparing to make a point. Here it comes. You're not going to like it, and probably won't want to hear it, but here goes. We are all just as bad as Hollywood. This is due to what is called the Dunning-Kruger effect. This is a cognitive bias named for David Dunning and Justin Kruger of Cornell University's psychology department. They conducted a series of studies in which subjects were tested in a number of areas of knowledge. After being shown their test scores, the subjects were asked to give an evaluation of their performance. For each area of study that was tested, the group that actually had legitimate knowledge and technical skill in that area gave pretty accurate assessments of their level and test performance. The group with no significant knowledge or skills in the area covered by the test overestimated their level, vastly overestimated it. Although test scores put the incompetent group in the 12th percentile, they estimated themselves to be in the 62nd percentile, giving themselves credit for more than five times the knowledge they actually possessed. Dr. Stephen Novella of the excellent podcast The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe says in his blog Neurologica, quote, "The Dunning-Kruger effect applies to everyone. We are all at various places on the curve with respect to different areas of knowledge. You may be an expert in some things and competent in others, but will also be toward the bottom of the curve in some areas of knowledge." End quote. Ignorance carries with it the inability to accurately assess one's own ignorance. Dunning says, quote, "An ignorant mind is precisely not a spotless, empty vessel, but one that's filled with the clutter of irrelevant or misleading life experiences, theories, facts, intuitions, strategies, algorithms, heuristics, metaphors, and hunches that regrettably have the look and feel of useful and accurate knowledge." Very well put indeed. Now let me use myself as an example. I have a ravenous curiosity about a lot of different subjects, and I do a lot of reading. I enjoy discussing history, science, language, sports, and a lot of other fields. Now, before I start to sound like I'm singing my own praises, let me clarify. While you might think of me as well-read in these areas, the truth is that when I discuss one of these areas with a real expert, I'm astonished how often I, like Hollywood, have to one degree or another gotten it wrong. I like to think that I differ from Hollywood and other folks on one point, however. I listen eagerly to the expert and try to add to and upgrade my knowledge, and remember it so as to try to not make the same mistake again. In one sense, the Dunning-Kruger effect is not new knowledge, just new data. In his play As You Like It, Shakespeare wrote, "The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool." This applies equally to the martial arts. A while back, I copied 10 tips for white belts from the website Aesopian Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and posted it on the bulletin board at my academy. One of the tips reads, "You will think you're getting it at about 6 months. Then at 12 months, you'll realize how wrong you were before and how now you're really getting it. Then 6 months later, you'll actually start getting it." Another finding of Dunning and Kruger is that those of us who are competent in a field tend to underestimate our relative competence, erroneously assuming that what is easy for us is also easy for others. This ties in directly to what I frequently find necessary to warn young instructors about. You have probably forgotten just how hard it was to attain your current level. When you find yourself getting impatient with a student, remember that before this technique was easy for you, it was difficult, and that when that was true, your instructor, maybe it was me, was patient with you. Part of the way to deal with the Dunning-Kruger effect is to systematically doubt yourself. I'm no expert. Get it? But I'm guessing that even with knowledge of the Dunning-Kruger effect, we probably continue to underestimate our ignorance. Assuming this to be true, it's probably wise to err in the direction of caution. Before you open your mouth to pontificate on a subject, or form an opinion, or more importantly, make an important life decision regarding an area in which you are not a highly trained expert, stop. Revise your estimate of how much you think you know about this subject downwards. Now here's the important part. The Dunning-Kruger effect says that we are utterly incompetent at judging just how profound the level of our ignorance is. So after you have revised the estimate downwards, take the new estimate and revise it downwards, way downwards. If you can open your mind enough to do this, you have successfully engaged in what I frequently tout as the one true potential superpower of the human species. That is the capability for metacognition, or the ability to think about what we are thinking, and more importantly, to think about why we are thinking it. The problem is that the vast majority of us never make use of this capability. The default mental setting of most people, at least so far as I can tell, is something like, "It must be the right thought. I'm thinking it." We should all strive to cultivate what Stephen Novella calls neuropsychological humility. Remember, being humble in the face of your own ignorance is not only what a good person does. Data tells us that it's also what a smart person does. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.